And when the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts. But all Jesus' acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. These two sentences, found very near the end of the heavy story of the Passion narrative, could easily be overlooked as insignificant. In the whole of the story of the crucifixion of Jesus, the significance of what is being said in these two sentences pales in comparison to the weight of the story of the death of our Lord. But the human condition that is shown at the end of the story is quite revealing. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts. What a sad statement this is, and how telling at the same time. The crowds gathered for the spectacle, the very spectacle the crowds had demanded and had called for over and over, caught up in an emotional frenzy incited by those who were threatened by Jesus and wanted to be rid of him. The crowd's energy surged, growing into a frantic chant to have Jesus crucified. Not long ago, they were his followers. Not long ago, they hung on his every word. Not long ago, they were amazed by his teachings and awed by the miraculous healings and restoration he gave to the outcasts. But the tides turned quickly, and now those who had walked miles and miles following Jesus came out against him, and even those closest to Jesus fell away. The words that Luke uses to describe this event are important. The crowds have gathered for an event, a spectacle. The sort of spectacle, the public execution of a criminal, is the norm. An event not unlike a sporting event today, where whole families pack picnics and plan for a day's outing to go watch the torturous killing of those determined to be criminals. No Netflix, no iPhone, no Xbox or PlayStation, or any other attraction or distraction which consumes our attention. It's actually been in our fairly recent history, and primarily in first world countries, that public executions are no longer a social gathering. And it could be argued that even in our civilized nation, public executions are still the norm, because we do continue to execute those we determine to be criminals. The difference being that executions in the United States are sterilized and removed from the viewing eye of the public, unlike they were in the past, and as they still are in less civilized countries. And then there's YouTube, where anyone can view a public execution at any time, and there are lifelike games where people are constantly killed. Perhaps we have not come so far from the culture of that day when Jesus was crucified as a criminal, where the crowds gathered for the spectacle, where the crowds so quickly changed their allegiance, where the crowds were so fickle. They left beating their breasts, we are told, which could either be an act of aggression or a sign of submission, depending on the way this act was performed. Great apes and ancient men in war beat their chest as a sign of their dominance. Others beat their chest as a sign of their repentance or sorrow or guilt. Because the crowd left that dark day beating their chest, It seems that the chests that were earlier so filled with gusto and bravado and certainly are now deflated and remorseful. How quickly the tide changes when there's no strong grounding, no anchor. The folks in the crowd that day called for this crucifixion of Jesus. They're the same folks in the crowd that cried Hosanna in the triumphal entry in Jerusalem. They said that Jesus had changed. He was not the one they called. They wanted him gone because he made them uncomfortable. And for them, he died. And for us, he died. The crowd came out for the spectacle. The friends of Jesus hid in the shadows. No one stood up for him. No one.